You ain't got that many bullets.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone in support of this application that would like to speak? In support?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Come on up. And if you can hand the sheet to Bonita, please.
I am her neighbor right across the street, and I love how they've beautified their property, and I hope that they can continue to do the nightly rental.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else speaking in support of the application? Any opposed to the application? Seeing none, is there anyone that would consider making a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept it as written.
We've got a first and a second. Any discussion?
Should we enter anything into the record regarding the additional buffer? Of course, she said she would.
The buffering is already
in the code, so yeah. She's going to
have
she's got it here.
That
is that exposed, right? We're not looking at anything anyway, except for the woods.
Well, yeah, but it's on. It needs to be the buffer needs to be on her property, just in case something goes on the other side.
Sure, if that property lines to say.
Well, no, but she's got it here too.
It's in our code. It's in our code.
Yeah,
I think it would be good to have in the motion to add that. Is anyone opposed to that?
No, but it is in the code book that it is required. But we can, I guess.
No, I'm good with that. It's in the code book. She said it. No, it's all right.
So we don't want to amend
We don't
the
need to confuse the issue. We okay. do not.
If the motion is staying the same, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None opposed. The application is approved. So we're now back to 1749 Ozark Mountain Storage. Amy Legg or Blaine Gunter? Do we need to make a motion to push it?
I would make it to the next meeting if you're comfortable with that.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to push it to the next meeting.
Okay, we've got a motion on the floor. Second?
Yes.
Got a second? Any further discussion on that?
Pursuant to them contacting staff and wanting to get on the agenda.
I would agree with that.
I make a motion that we amend it to where if they want to get on the agenda next time, we will we'll set it back and accept it. But if we don't hear from them, there's no reason to put them on the agenda.
Can I get a second on the amended motion?
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We'll push it to the next meeting.
If we're contacted. Which will be contacted.
Actually, that's a good point. If we don't push it to the next meeting, that would force them to contact the office to get it back on. Yeah.
Would they have to start over if we don't move it to the next meeting?
I guess that is a good point.
Yeah, we don't want them to have to start over.
No.
That makes sense. Okay, we are on. That's the end of public hearing and final vote, and we are on to concepts. We've got 18-07, Gary Williamson and Lori White for Bo's Backyard.
Bo's Backyard, applicants requesting approval of a Division 3 permit to be able to start a small animal petting zoo / day camp and a woofing organic teaching farm on part of two parcels totaling 51.84 acres located at 1123 and 1261 Keithley Road, Walnut Shade. And I've kind of zoomed in on it here just with the explanation, but county line between Taney Christian County It's right here, Highway 65, the Saddlebrook area up here. Give you an idea where we are. You turn on 176 and go out it to Day Road, take Day Road south to Keithley Road, and here's our two parcels. You can see here's the State 165, Ozark Shooters right here. Everybody kind of know where we are. Just some pictometry views of the property. That's what we have for your concept. She can add to it or
anything. I have a great slideshow to bring you guys, but my computer is sitting on the kitchen island, so the whole idea is really our son has invoked the whole idea. Just getting children outside, getting them back to nature and getting them off computers and the video games, and providing an outdoor environment for the children. Would have the petting farm kind of thing, all miniature animals. We have sheep and goats and horses and donkeys and just interactive kind of things for them. And then on the larger plot there, opening up camping. The wolfing is kind of a new concept that the younger adults are doing. So big gardens, they come and help us harvest the gardens and plant stuff. And in return, we feed them and provide a place for them to sleep, which is what the camping will incorporate as well. We'll also open up the camping for just people who want to be out in nature. It's very primitive. We're going to offer a picnic table and a campfire ring for them to have that opportunity. The rest of it is compost toilets and stuff like that. So it's really going to be out in nature kind of idea. We're going to also maybe incorporate the idea of goat yoga with it, since we'll have the goats on the farm. So just a lot of outdoor interaction that we can provide for our community. That's the idea.
Are you
saying goat community? Yes. Have you heard of that? That's a new thing too.
Not in the same sentence, no.
No, I know. So yeah, it's there's certain yoga poses. You bring in baby goats and they love to jump on everything. So apparently you get a goat jumping on your back idea. Yeah.
Are you going to provide a shower area or anything like that, or just the compost toilet?
We're not yet. That's something that I'm hoping in the future that we can provide after a couple years of being open. I'm hoping that we can maybe do a bathhouse later. Right now, nothing.
With this permit. I mean, permitted.
Yeah, we have to. That would have to be permitted through our environmental services. And we'll come up with a daily flow.
Okay.
And so is that. That's just an on-site system.
Okay. Yeah, that's perfect. Not,
does the state have to do anything as far as the animals, make sure they're healthy? Are you inspected by anybody for these petting zoos?
No, not that I'm aware of. As far as me just keeping up with their vaccinations and stuff like that, that's just something that I've done myself. But I'm not sure about that.
I don't know if you come under any regulations as far as the government.
Just making sure they're healthy, right.
I would think that we would put that under the suggestions that any government entity that needs to do those inspections.
Sure. Do. Okay.
Well, there's a really cool one in around the Springdale, Fayetteville area that we take our granddaughter to, and she loves
really
it.
Really good.
So, yeah, it's a neat concept.
Good.
Any other comments, questions?
Yes, how many people would you plan on accommodating on a daily basis?
At the farm or the camping?
Yes.
Just in general. The camp or the kids' farm, the number that comes to me is 20 kids, the max. I believe that you have to have one adult per every 10 kiddos. So I'm hoping to hire on one other person and myself to do that. So 20 kids would be the max at the day camp. The camping would depend. That's a great question. We're thinking of 10 campsites. I think right now what we're looking at is 4 people for campsite is a base rate. And if they wanted to add more, it's $10 more a night for whatever guests. So that's a number I'd have to come up with. I haven't thought that far ahead.
No, just curious.
Yeah.
How long a stay are you anticipating from your guests? I mean, what do you...
Normally what I've seen is it's the biggest population is over the weekend. So like a Thursday to Sunday is kind of the biggest stay time. I'll allow, as long as they want to be in there, I guess. It's mostly, I think it's going to be a summertime thing anyway.
If it's in the summer and there's 40 people there and there's no shower, there will be a limit. I'm thinking.
Well, yeah, I think, okay. Depending on how long they're willing to be out there, I think.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other comments, questions?
Yeah, I'll take my answer if you'd like that.
Yeah?
That's a terrible place.
Yeah, I knew I recognized you. Yeah, absolutely. We love it.
Believe she would approve.
Good.
Right. Well, the public hearing will be April 9th, so we'll see
you
back then.
And you saw how those were put together. If you have any photos or anything you want me to put on there, I'm more than happy to add to those. So I'll be getting with you before then. If you have anything,
great.
You can just email them to me.
Good.
Yep.
All right, wonderful.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
And the little one did awesome back there.
He did good, didn't he?
So.
Yeah, he didn't
even
sign up to speak.
No, he didn't.
I'm glancing,
by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, next concept is Bill Thibodeau, Willie Billy's. Thibodeau.
Yep, 1808, Willie Billy's, Bill Thibodeau. Applicants requesting approval of Division 3 permit for the ability to open the following businesses, a tool and equipment rental, pawn shop, boat repair, along with plans to rebuild the cabins for nightly rental, which were removed years ago. Project will be done in phases. This parcel that I've got highlighted is the 2.14 acres, but he owns the other surrounding parcel that's around it, which I have a picture of it, too. Zooming out, it for some reason is not highlighted on here. I had that problem earlier, but it's right here where my arrow is, going up Hankins Hill, right before the 160 76 junction. It's right there. This is 160 76 that's going east out of Forsyth, top of the hill. It's Bob's old bait shop.
Okay, Bob's old
base. There you go. I knew I'd finally, finally clue you in. Here's a picture from the north. Kind of zoomed in. There was motel rental units that used to sit right here. And here's the remaining other that's all within that trust that surrounds that property. I think that's what I've got as far as an applicant's here. So,
you want to add to that?
I think I'll just open with whatever questions you guys have.
Any specifics?
You going to do it in phases?
Yes, sir.
What's the first phase?
The first phase will be the rental business.
Tool rental.
Equipments, backhoes, track hoes, dozers. And then phase two will actually be the cabins. Phase three will actually be the boat mechanic shop because it is in such a need. And then fourth would actually be the pawn shop. No, sir. The first stage will actually be the old bait house will act as our rental equipment business. We'll actually be put in there first, and then eventually we'll build new metal buildings to house the other concepts.
I got a question on your rental. The size of equipment, you mentioned track hoes, back hoes, this large or small type of equipment?
The equipment that we'll have starting out will be basically the largest equipment we can actually carry with a one-ton and an equipment trailer. So my track hoe right now is 17,000 pounds. So we'll actually have two of different things that we actually carry, bobcats, track hoes, concrete equipment. The tow entrances that you see from left to right And then the far one is the one that actually needs the improvement. It's actually improved. It's just the water drain.